Da Bears.
What is up? The boys are back. Episode 22 of the Bare Minimum Podcast.
Jesus, 22 already.
Guys,
we're getting up there.
Your favorite number 22. Quick, go.
Matt Forte.
There we go.
Taylor Swift.
Happy Matt
Honestly,
Forte episode.
I respect that.
Today is Thursday, February 10th. And again, this is the Bare Minimum Podcast on Facebook, the Bare Minimum Podcast, Twitter at the Bare Min Pod. Welcome on back, gang. My boys. Producer Jake is here.
Howdy, everyone.
Dolly Dale's here.
Hey, everybody.
And Sammy Stats is here, too.
What's going on, everyone?
Do not let me get any further without wishing the homie, Dolly Dale, a very, very happy belated birthday.
Happy 40th, bro.
40! 40 looks good.
40 looks real good.
You're like a month younger than me, dude.
Suspect.
Google how old is Dirk.
Hearsay.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. Thank you.
Hey, Siri.
We had a fun time over the weekend.
What'd you do?
Me and the real homies, which does not include Sam nor producer Jake.
Fuck y'all.
We all went to dinner at one of my favorite restaurants, and then we went to the boat.
Das Boot.
Lost a bunch of money. No, not Das Boot. We did not go to the boot. We went to the boat.
That's true.
Yeah. Not to be confused with another commonly known
location. For our German speakers, Das Boot is the boat.
You sure that doesn't
So we're just going to move on from that. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Sam and Jake were in Montana snowboarding, so they did not participate in festivities.
You guys missed the boat.
I'm really sad. It's been like 2 years.
Dog, yeah. The boat, like...
It's a great time.
So the sports book...
It's okay. We'll be back there in like a month.
Sports book at Hollywood is super cool.
Less than a month.
I really
2 weeks.
Enjoyed that. I hate roulette. Like, that's Dale's game of choice.
I love
and
it.
So because
love
it's my boy.
You got to play blackjack.
Well, so it was my game of choice because, like, the first two times I went, I made money on it. Now, like, the next five or six, I've not made money on it. So it is no longer my game of choice. I want to get into craps and blackjack.
Yeah, like, there was a reason that we sat right
craps
down.
Craps is at least fun.
Well, blackjack's great because you can sit there all night. And you'll probably just walk away.
Me, Jack, and Mikey ended up playing video blackjack because the tables were full.
Yeah,
on a Saturday night, we ended up playing video blackjack for like a half hour, just sitting there like, not bad. Can I get another beer?
Guys, how was Montana? How was snowboarding?
It's been better.
Just kidding. No one cares.
It's been better. It was
it's probably my least favorite trip out there.
Yeah,
we've been
doing a lot of like West Coast trips for not West Coast, but Western Mountain trips for a while now, and this was probably the worst one that we've had.
And we've been to this resort. Or this mountain a bunch of times. Like, we love it, but there was no snow.
No snow.
It Can I give you a take
sucked.
On this?
It's
the before this all happened, like, on the flight home, they're like, all right, let's tell everyone how awful it is so they think we had a bad time. This was fucking stellar.
I wish that was the case.
I wish that was the case.
It was a little disappointing.
Only, like, probably half the mountain was actually rideable for a snowboarder, and... I mean, we've been there before where nothing's off limits. You can just go batshit insane out there.
Yeah, it's like the penthouse on the mountain.
You can pee on the floor.
Yep. What's that?
Yeah, moving on.
Yeah.
So, like, you guys are going to go you have to go somewhere else now?
We're
because
gonna
of
try
how bad
and,
of a...
We're going to try and chase the snow
I
next
do
year.
I do have kind of an itch to just, like, go somewhere else before the season's over, but I don't know if it's... I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll play it by ear because there's some places that have gotten record snowfall this year, and they must have just... took all of the power from this place.
And now you got nothing?
Yeah, nothing.
You can always go to Ski Brule.
Shout out to OP.
No. Well, it's good to hear the boys. It's good to be back with you guys. And let's get into it. So some sports minutes like we normally like to do. We'll check in with all our favorite teams around the city of Chicago. And producer Jake has actually asked for the mic. Producer Jake. Talk to us about the Blackhawks.
Opening with the Blackhawks. Some crazy shit the last like week and a half.
You're fucking telling me.
Opening with Rocky Wirtz. An early Not That Guy nominee. I don't know.
Early Not That Guy of the Year nominee.
I don't know what you're doing. Like, so for those that don't know, Rocky did a town hall meeting with some of the upper management of the team. And he was asked about the whole Kyle Beach incident and what the team is doing to change their past and everything. And he just responded with, we're not talking about Kyle Beach. We're done with that. We're moving on. And that was the wrong answer.
In like 10 seconds or less, like what happened with Kyle Beach?
Kyle Beach was the player who was sexually assaulted by one of the staff members of the team. It was swept under the rug by the organization for like 10 years, and it just came to light a few months ago.
And the fact that he's now not talking about
And this. Everybody in the organization besides the owner got fired who was involved in that situation.
And it was hard to watch. It was like watching a car crash because like you hear the cringeworthy take, and then I think his son who's now the CEO, Danny? Is that his name? Danny Wirtz. So Danny says, you know, I think I can pick it up there. Like, I can continue this and try to spin this a little bit.
Save this.
And Rocky doubles down and says, no, we are not talking about this. He talked to him like he was his boy.
Yep.
His son. Well, not and, the CEO of a company.
And the whole thing, too, is like the Hawks put out a message saying, you know, they're going to be better. They're going to, you know, do all these initiatives. And that's what the question was about. Like, what are you guys doing, you know, in the aftermath of all that? And he just said, it was like, shut the fuck up.
And wasn't the town hall called in part to address this? Wasn't that part of the reason the town hall was called?
No.
Okay, so it was brought up separately.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this was just curious. A question, part of the Q&A.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Which, like, you would just, like, think about that. If you're having a meeting as a town hall setting, you're literally saying, hey, come out, we're all going to shoot the shit and talk about anything that you guys want to talk about.
Well, it should have been in the prep. Like, hey, you're probably going to get asked about this.
You didn't talk about this once? We talk about optics. Optics! Holy shit, guys.
Perception is everything.
You have to know how this looks.
Blackhawks PR and marketing team, give me a call.
Additionally, the Blackhawks are doing interviews for their new GM. They've had an interim GM and coach for the entire season.
How have they done?
Mediocre. Better. I will say better. The coaching and like the playing has been better since they got rid of the last coach, but not good enough. So.
Torts?
John Tortorella. As the coach, let's worry about the GM first. Let's worry about the GM first. They've interviewed 5 people so far. I'll give you a quick rundown, and then I'll tell you who I want. Kyle Davidson is the current interim GM. Whatever. Don't care. Scott Mellenby. He's a former player. Played like 1,400 games in the NHL. Don't care. Peter Chiarelli. Former GM of the Bruins when they went on their cup run, and then
Chiarelli?
Recently fired GM of the Edmonton Oilers. Don't want him.
Fuck him. Dead to us.
Bad traitor.
Oh.
Well, and that's the guy that bought the Wu-Tang album, isn't it?
No.
No, that's Martin Screlly. That was the Pharma Bro. Pharma Bro. I couldn't understand what you were trying to say.
It's a tale of two cities.
J. Cole.
Jeff Greenberg was the wild card here. He's currently the assistant general manager of the Chicago Cubs. Not the first time the Blackhawks have hired someone out of the Cubs organization to be... Granted, before it was just president of operations, which is just running a business, essentially. This is like you're making team decisions now. So I really don't want that one because kind of want to.
I hope that's
you don't want the baseball guy making hockey decisions.
No, not at all. And as I say that, I'll tell you who I really want to run this team. So they interviewed the assistant general manager of the Carolina Hurricanes. His name's Eric Tolsky. Eric Tolsky went to Harvard.
Big hockey name.
Eric Tolsky went to Harvard to be a nanoscientist. He has a PhD from Berkeley. And he got a job working like data analytics for the Hurricanes, and he slowly has worked his way up to assistant manager. He went from manager of hockey analytics for 1 year to the VP hockey manager and strategy, all the way to the assistant GM after 3 years.
Big numbers guy,
big analytics guy. I want this guy to run the Blackhawks.
I like it a lot. It's
Billy Bean.
Yeah,
big numbers guy, big sabermetrics guy.
Put the nerd at the top.
What's he look like?
Mike McDaniels.
I can show you.
Describe him to me.
Mike Jones.
Who?
Because I'm picturing Mike
also
McDaniel
played on the Ultimate
right
Frisbee
now.
Team at Harvard. So I don't know if that.
Fuck yeah!
Helps throws you at all. Little disc.
Oh yeah, sling some B.
Honestly, he looks like a hockey player. He's just
he does.
You kind of see him.
Yeah.
You got to see him walk.
He's got kind of curly
terrible
flow.
Radio. He looks like a middle-aged white guy. Guys, breaking.
Yep. All right. Middle-aged white guy.
And that was a Blackhawks Minute. So So, Jake, you did wrap
yep,
up.
That's
you're
it.
Good. Dale, get us into the Fuck Rob Manfred tour. How's that going?
So there's some progress on the Fuck Rob Manfred tour.
Oh, wow.
Well, I mean, theoretical, not practical. So there, it seems that in the most recent negotiations, the MLB has made some concessions committing to a universal DH, which is a sad thing for the Cubs now, seeing as they've gotten rid of all their hitters. And then also no more draft pick compensation, which is big for baseball because the free agent market, those top free agents being tied to the first round pick of a team is a big deal. You know, a lot of teams don't want to give up that draft compensation. So it's a big move for the players. I didn't hear anything about the players having made any concessions, but Rob Manfred said that he's still committed to a March 31st opening day. I'm holding on to hope for that because I have nothing left. But, I mean, it's February 10th. It's not looking good. It's looking more like Jake might have been right, but I'm sticking to my guns.
Well, and things are never good when you have to bring in a federal mediator.
Oh, yeah. Still fuck Rob Manfred, for sure.
Like when you got to bring in the government, things might not be going too well. To give you a little, like, a, I don't know, pushback or whatever you call it, I'm cool with the DH for the NL and the Cubs because that means we can bring back Rizzo and Frank the Tank can still play first base.
If you think that Rizzo's coming back to the Cubs, I think that's wrong.
Oh, no. I just don't think our deal will be big enough.
Right.
I mean,
he wants to get paid.
But he's not. He's got a bad back.
He'll still get $100 million.
He's not getting Goldie money.
He is.
5 for $100 is what Goldie
got.
No way.
He's going to be close to it.
How old is he?
It's going to be between 85 and 100.
He's early 30s.
He's like early 30s with a bad back. And we know backs only get worse.
If he's short of 100, it's because he doesn't get like a 5-year deal. But he's going
to
get paid.
And we're not going to give it to him.
Yeah, I don't want that. Give me Schwarber instead.
Oh, okay.
For less money?
No, he'll get paid too. Yeah, like hitters are going to be paid universally now.
Yeah.
Nah, Schwarber will stay American.
Guys, and then moving on now to the Chicago Bears. Now that we're in offseason, guys, we are going to include the Bears and their updates in these sports minutes, and they won't have as much of a designated time. So getting into some updates on the Chicago Bears, looks like we got ourselves a full coaching staff. Matt Eberflus has rounded out hiring.
Eberflus is loose!
So some updates since the last time. Richard Hightower, the San Francisco 49ers special teams coordinator, they poached him, actually. Like, he's like a well-respected name around the league, apparently, from what people say.
Dope.
So that's really cool to get him. You also got Alan Williams, the defensive coordinator who was the safeties coach for the Indianapolis Colts. Like we said, you're going to see a lot of these names from Indianapolis because of Flus's ties and where he came from. So how do you guys feel about the position that the Bears are in right now?
I'll be the first to always say I'm not going to pretend like I know the coordinators for San Francisco.
Good for you.
I like when respected people in the league say good things. Like the things that were said about Poles when he was hired, that gives me confidence. Do I know anything about that man? Absolutely not going into that, right? In these situations, like you said, Hightower is very well respected. That makes me optimistic. And to your point of how do we feel about the whole coaching staff, to be fair, and I think that every fan should have this conversation with themselves. If you're positive, good. You should be. You're a fan. If you're negative about the coaching staff, you know nothing about these people. Just stop. Give them a shot. Why choose to be that way? That's my take.
Don't choose violence.
Well,
sometimes, yeah. Hey, Sam, tell me about you sent us that thing about Tariq Cohen earlier. What's going on with Tariq Cohen?
Jake, did you send that?
Or was it me that?
I don't know. We were all talking about it.
Well,
I think Jake
I was
sent
just talking
the
about how
or the tweet.
How you
the
guys tell me about this because I did not know.
I was
about
just
this.
Saying how the Bears are paying a lot of money for their running backs, like, yeah, as a collective. And, well, Tariq Cohen's getting paid like almost $6 million.
Was it because he got an extension or was it
he
got an extension after his Pro Bowl?
Yeah, he got one before David Montgomery. And and then he. Was it a tweet that he tweeted out? He was just like, I'm Because he had the same injury. He had the same injury as Cam Akers, and Cam Akers is now back playing football. And Tariq Cohen is talking about taking more time off because he's not comfortable.
Hell, he could have said it on his stream. It was a quote in the tweet, so I don't know where it came from. But yeah, if he's going to take more time off, that's what now over a year or is it a year and a half?
Well, closing in on 2 years. Yeah, he got injured the previous season
in September of 2020, right?
Yeah. So it's been over a year and a half. Since
guys,
we've
Cam
seen
Akers
him.
Tore his ACL on July
Achilles.
Of
his
yeah,
Achilles.
He tore,
bro.
He ruptured his
That's
Achilles.
Even worse.
July of 2021, and we are going to see him play this Sunday. What the hell is going on?
And he's moving good out there too. As what I saw 2 weeks ago.
I like Tariq. Like
I love him. He was
great,
love the guy.
Great gadget back.
Cool.
Unfortunately, exactly. I think it's going to be one of those situations
if we cut him after June, we save like $4 million.
We will and probably see him be on the
cut list. Probably going to cut him and reallocate those funds.
Yeah. So, guys, Bears now here we get into this stretch where up until now, what, the draft? We probably won't see much of anything. We won't see much news at this point.
Yeah, from this point, it should be we're just going to coast to the draft.
Basically.
A lot of hype. A lot of hype, a lot of videos, a lot of montages, a lot of clips from last year.
Yeah.
And that'll tide us over.
Yeah.
I want to see guys doing backflips out of pools and shit, you know, jumping out of pools. That's my favorite
the
time of year.
Guys.
I want to see more Khalil Mack in Egypt.
Have you guys forgot That's how right. swole football players are? Here's a guy lifting up a pyramid.
And, guys, moving on to the Chicago Bulls. Unfortunately,
Who?
Guys, not Who? The Eastern Conference leading Chicago Bulls.
Oh, the game and a half back? Or
34-21. They're a game back. Heat are first. You got the Bucks in second place. And then we're at third. Cleveland, 34-21. Same record as us. But we got the tiebreaker.
Don't they have a game in hand, too?
I believe.
We're still behind in games
played. We have, like,
played.
A six-game cushion yeah. from, yeah. like, the eighth seed.
Because of the post. Yeah. So, I mean, guys, we're all over the place with this Bulls team. This like trade deadline happened today. We'll get into the rest of the league trades and stuff because that was a crazy ass day. But the Chicago Bulls stood pat. They didn't really do anything. And so they're saying that this is the roster that we're going to go with the rest of the season until we see the buyout market, kind of see what goes on there.
This team's like riding a mechanical bull.
Get me there.
You said it's
on.
All over the place.
Can you,
hang on,
can
baby.
You hang on.
Let's go. I mean, I'm guys, sorry. and that's where we are right now. Like you've got Io's now hurt. He's in concussion protocol. You've got Caruso still gone. Ball is still gone. You're just trying to survive. You have no depth at the big man position. Your front court's pretty thin right now, too. We're in a stretch right here where, like we've said the whole time, survive. Where are you guys at with the whole trade deadline thing? Like,
so,
would you have liked to see them make a move?
I'm totally okay with this.
Coward.
Totally okay with this. I don't think you need to make a move for the sake of making a move. If the price wasn't right, the price wasn't right. I don't think they wanted to give up Pat Williams. I honestly think the one piece that they were willing to trade would have been Kobe.
But you're stretched so thin right now.
It's tough to trade Kobe.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly.
With
and
no Lonzo right now.
So Lonzo, I think
what they're hoping to have happen is Thad Young gets bought out, and then we can get Thad Young back, and that shores up the depth there. I don't know though. We'll see what happens, but I'm totally okay with them not making a move. If they were going to go for Grant, it would have cost a fuck ton and would have leveraged any future.
Well, it looks like Detroit wanted two firsts for Jeremy Grant, and that's just something that we couldn't do. And again, we're not looking to acquire somebody that we have to give max money to. Like, Zach's getting a max in a couple months.
Yep.
We don't have that type of money.
Yeah. There's a value equation, and they know exactly where they stand in it. So AK's got it.
So there's also to consider the buyout marketplace, right? So there's a couple guys, like you mentioned, Jake, Thad Young's at the top of that list. Paul Millsaps might be on that list. The Spurs are expected to buy out Goran Dragic, which we need depth there. I'd love to have someone like him please, for the love of God, what's his name, Matt Thomas?
Mm-hmm.
Just literally anywhere else besides the United Center or where the Bulls are
he
playing
looks
that night.
So uncomfortable.
He's also like 2 for 9 most nights.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Like that's Brick something City. That's killing
and a
you.
Defensive liability.
Yeah. So you get rid of that guy. You send someone like the Chicago kid, not Io, the other one,
sure.
The Illinois guy. Send him back to, I think he's a G League guy mm-hmm. or something like that, and pick up a Young or a Millsaps maybe. And wait, this is all hinging on Pat Will's coming back, right?
Well, I think that's a big part of today,
right?
Because
get me there.
You didn't see them make a trade. So that leads you to believe then that there's hope in the organization. There's been rumblings about it before, but now they're talking about we could see Patrick Williams back in this lineup by the end of March. If that's the case, okay, you feel comfortable with the lineup and you're happy that you didn't have to go trade something. Reinforcements are coming. I guess I'm a little like, I'm worried. I don't know how else to say it except worried. Like the goal in an NBA season is not to create like the most fun team. Like you want to create the best team that you possibly can. And maybe this is the best team without roster additions. But like ask yourselves, is this team even at full strength? Is this team good enough to contend with 7 games of Giannis, 7 games of now what the Sixers look like, what KD and Kyrie and those guys are going to look like?
It's an easy question. No, because like, frankly, you don't have a starting four. If Pat Will comes back, sure, we think he could be a starting defensive four for us and fifth option on the floor. But keeping that in mind, Vooch hasn't been the best.
No.
The whole time.
Vooch is the most questionable player on this team.
Well, right, and that's the thing. Like, so you've got three competent guys and then 2 big question marks just flat out no.
You've got holes here. You've got holes, and I'm just a little.
So let's say you traded Pat for Grant and a first or whatever, or not for Grant and a first, but Pat and a first for Grant.
Sure.
Does that immediately make you think we are the contender?
No.
Exactly.
No. Let's be realistic. Like you're so right with that statement. Like because I've thought about that now the last couple of days. Even with that, no, that probably
maybe
that might. Make us, I mean, a little more competitive in the East, but that's the thing. Like, that's the difference between having
that move then only lasts a year.
That's the difference between having a Giannis, an MVP, having a KD, having a Joel Embiid, having a like those type of guys, yeah. Building your team around them. That's the difference. Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan are great. Nikola Vooch is great. But
I love how everyone just keeps stops halfway through his name.
Nikola, right?
Well, no, it's because I every single time in my head I almost say Valanciunas. That's why I always stop. And last week I actually did say Valanciunas instead of Vucevic.
I'm gonna say Jokic. When I say Nikola,
go on.
Vooch, guys, Vooch. With those guys, Vooch. I mean, I don't know. I lost my train now. Damn it.
I'm sorry.
You're still not gonna beat the top teams in the East. Is your point?
Yeah.
Even with that addition, like Jake said. I think that you have a shot at beating those teams with the addition of Jeremy Grant. I think that between he and Vooch, assuming Vooch can play to his normal level of basketball, I think they're good enough. With the other people on the team, with DeMar having an MVP candidate year, Zach still having an all-star year, and Lonzo...
My whole thing, though, is to, like, how long do we have... DeMar for
2 years.
Two more years.
So if you were to give all that up and you just have you basically are just saying we have this year and next year and that's it, right?
Yeah.
I don't really want that. I don't care if we don't win in the next 2 years, but I'd be much happier fan if we were in contention for the next 5-6, like making the playoffs, and we're having this conversation every fucking year, like.
But like, just getting, and I'm with you. Like, obviously,
I would be on board with you guys if we've been doing this for 5 or 6 years, and it's like, fuck, man, we gotta go for one. But like, I don't know.
Well, go ahead, Marcos.
But like, to play devil's advocate here, like, we have been It's been so long since our favorite basketball team has even had a chance. So we know what it's like to have a chance and then wait years and years to have a team on the court that you feel comfortable. Like, guys, come on. We weren't thinking Jimmy Butler, Dwayne Wade, and Rajon Rondo were about to bring us anything.
No, it's so been 8 years.
You know what I mean?
Eight, 9 years.
It's been since the Derrick Rose, Rose Bulls that we felt good. And then we had a stretch where we knew we weren't in it. Hey, like we've said, if we know that the window is open, if we know that we have a chance, the East right now is wide open. There's no team that's separating themselves. Everybody's within a couple games, and we're already about halfway through the season, so that should remain the constant. Man, why don't you go for it? Maybe the guy, and I default to maybe the guy that we hoped and prayed would be there. Like, I don't think he was out there. I don't think there's a player that you're going to get, like we've said, that we're going to bring in, and we're going to get him to lock down Giannis and lock down so-and-so. Like, maybe that person wasn't available for trade, but
this is my only kind of rebuttal to that. And the whole timing issue is, I don't think you have cap space next year to bring in that person in free agency. So who is that person going to be? Because otherwise you're just rolling these same five dudes out there next year, and you're hoping that this answer has changed.
Well, you're going to roll out these you're going to roll out these five dudes next year and hope that they're healthy, because right now,
Health isn't going to be the issue in the playoffs.
What I'm saying, though, is you've like maintained this level of success throughout this whole year with your entire roster being injured.
Yeah, what is it, 10 games they've played?
Yeah, together.
Less than 10 games has your starting five played together.
Well, yeah, because Pat Will got hurt early on.
Right.
Literally everybody at different times.
That's what it is. It's Pat Will. You're hoping because you don't have reinforcements. Pat Will, you're praying that Pat Will is now going to be the guy.
And that is my issue. So we're praying that Pat Will in his third year is going to do us a better job than Jeremy Grant will next year.
You don't have a choice. You can't get Jeremy. You couldn't afford to shop
fair.
At that show.
That's very fair. I'm with you there. You had to make a move. So this is the thing. Like, all these championship teams, with the roster like it is, you're not one. You're not going to be one. You need to make a championship team addition. When are you going to do it? Like, there's never going to be a convenient time to trade your young people. You got to do it at some point. Because this roster, even healthy next year, say it's fully healthy right now. You still think they're contending?
And that's the thing. Like, look at what's going on with the Bulls as far as defensively. Like, we are now one of the worst defensive teams in the league. And don't get me wrong, we're hurt. But do you really think that, like, the addition of Alex Caruso and Lonzo Ball is immediately going to get us back to a, like, top
that doesn't solve
defense?
Your four problem.
No, that doesn't solve your four problem. There's an issue. There's a systematic issue. Billy, coach your boys up. Let's get some scheme out here. Let's make sure that we get everybody in the right positions. But, like,
and I think
injuries isn't the reason we've been slumping.
I think injuries definitely contribute.
Or not slumping, to your defense slumping,
right.
I mean.
Okay, I was about to say.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah.
And injuries aren't the reason that you're not a championship team this year.
You just got to get there, though.
Because this roster isn't getting you there. That's just flat out it.
I'm, like, convincing myself that it could, because, like, you could totally see, like, you get a favorable matchup. Let's say we slide a little bit, right? And you end up sliding to the fifth seed. And the Cavs, hold on a second.
I'm with you.
And the Cavs are the fourth. So you play the Cavs. You beat the Cavs. You go up against the Bucks or the Sixers, and you're an injury away. Hey, what the hell happens? Maybe you win that in 6-7 games. Holy shit, you're playing for a conference championship. Holy shit, you're a couple wins away from playing for – I understand, but I'm just saying, like
– I gotcha.
Get there and have the opportunity to do it.
Someone needs to be added to this roster.
I think it just let it ride.
You could still
the buyout market has to be
long term. If you're talking about this being a championship roster,
like,
long term.
Why are we talking about long term right now? Like,
was the conversation. Do we leverage the future for not that he was available again?
Yeah,
but for that type, championship teams. I think the answer is yes.
I'm kind of with Jake that I just picture this as the first year. Is that was like what you were kind of getting at? Yes. Is like, this is year one is the way I'm looking at it. So
my view is, you don't have to do everything this year.
I'm with you.
Why can't you do the trade next year? Like, so
because these people have less control at that point. They're less valuable.
Okay, there's other people possibly next year.
No, I'm talking about our people, the assets that we have. Everyone pretty much only has 2 years left on their deal.
So let's say this is all super hypothetical. Like,
extremely.
Right.
Let's say Pat Will comes back and he's fucking stud.
That's what I was just thinking.
And we're back into the Kawhi comparison.
So then like...
Then we're just...
If that one eventuality happens, if he comes back from the injury... And is someone that can lock up Giannis or Durant? Just let me ask you quickly, how confident do you feel about that? Like, ask yourself in your heart of hearts, do you think that's going to happen?
You don't know that.
I'm going to tell you, no, I do not think that will happen. And, like, I think if you're honest with yourself, the answer is far more possible to be no.
I don't think the
odds are heavily in no.
Exists.
But he was playing.
Who the fuck's gonna stop Giannis? Yeah. Like, no one stops Giannis.
Then we have to agree that this is just is not a, the flat out is not a championship team.
No, it is. I think it can.
Because we were our conversation earlier was the whole basis was you don't have someone to stop them. Okay, right. If that person
I don't think the person exists to stop
Giannis. Right. All you have to do is slow him down and stop the other shooters. Like that's. That's beating the Bucks.
I mean, that's basketball, though.
Right. So why do you have to contain just, like, have the one guy better than Giannis? Yeah, that'd be nice, but
your argument. Your argument was you can't stop
them.
That
never came out of my mouth.
That was all...
Keep going. What were you saying?
The point you made was you can't stop them, and if you can't stop Giannis, you're not going to be a championship team.
No, that's not what I said. That's not what I said.
Okay.
That's not what I said. I said, because your whole thing is you're looking for someone to stop Giannis. I'm saying
you need someone to do that. Giannis or Kevin Durant or Embiid.
Yeah. So here's the thing, though. It's like someone to stop Steph Curry. No one's stopping Steph Curry from putting up 30 points a game. It's just going to fucking happen. So you got to find a way to stop everyone else and score points on your own. Yeah. Like,
right,
this roster can do that.
This roster can do that.
Okay, so the whole time we were talking trade before, that was all hyperbole.
Well, these two said we're cool with not trading.
No, I wanted, because I know that we have the scoring. I wanted to see them make a move. I wanted them to bring in somebody. Fine, if you're not bringing in somebody, then you're defaulting to Pat Will's going to be the guy. That's fine, but I want to win right now. Because it's been 10, 11 years since I felt good about my favorite basketball team. And I don't know if it's going to be another 10, 11 years until 2010. Marcos thought the same thing. And then a sad, sad day in Philadelphia and everything fucking changed. So all I'm saying is
these contracts are too short to have windows that long.
True. I don't know. To counter your point, though, if we were to trade, not your point, to counter Marcos's point, if we were to trade for like Grant and we have this year and next year window, then we're bad in 3 years and we're bad for a while.
That's the reality of your situation. Everyone's only signed for 2 years.
DeRozan's currently signed for 2 years.
Kobe White's DeRozan, gone.
Kobe Io. White, mm-hmm. Vucevic,
Io.
Like, mm-hmm. Everyone only has 2 years left.
Okay, so we can regroup after that. I don't know.
Okay. What I'm not going to do is I'm not going to doubt AK.
I'm not going to doubt Mark Eversley.
I've been given no reason to doubt them as far as their ability to construct a roster.
You're going to get Zach on the max. So you're going to have him for 6 years?
5 years.
5 years. Five years on the max. You could re-sign Pat if he's what we think he could be, or at least I do. And why can't you have Kobe then if he's still good? Why can't you have, like, re-sign these guys?
Because Kobe's going to want to get starter.
Right, because they're going to want to get paid. These guys are on rookie contracts still. That's why they're still affordable.
Are there guys on the roster worth moving?
Also, we have draft picks?
Picks
again in 3 years.
I was about to say, is there anyone on the roster right now that they can move that'd be worth picks? Because there are kids every
year. Kobe White
year.
Was that guy.
Right.
So. I understand the attachment to not wanting to move Patrick Williams. Because, like, Pat Will was their guy. Like, that was their pick.
Their pick.
Up until the injury, like, we felt good about him.
Agreed.
I mean, Kobe White was the guy that you were going to move. And then the Io injury happened. And you realize that, like, guys, we're talking about in order to beat the best teams and you know that you're not going to bring in the best defender, then you need to put the best scoring team possible. If they're going to drop 130 on us, we got to drop 140. That's how you're going to win. That's what you're saying your game plan is going to be.
And I'll just settle on this. I do believe that, unless if the price was right, this was not the year to make a trade. Whether you agree or disagree is fine, but I don't think it was this year. I think next year you could go balls to the walls and try to do something. You can then less than 1 year, but people are going to want those players for that 1 year.
I don't see what you're trading next year that you weren't trading this year, though.
I 100% agree with you. Oh, My point is that your assets have depreciated. Your return on those assets are now going to be less. So the guy we weren't able to get this year with more valuable assets, we sure as fuck won't be able to get next year with the same less valuable assets. We don't have cap space to go sign the guy.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. This is... I fucking loved Bulls talk right there, guys.
It's fun.
Well done. Guys, and getting into the rest of the ridiculous February 10th that we had, the NBA trade deadline was today. And it was a doozy. The big one, obviously, of the day is James Harden has been moved from the Brooklyn Nets to the Philadelphia 76ers. The Nets get Ben Simmons, Seth Curry, Andre Drummond, and 2 first-round picks. Holy Santa Claus shit.
It's just insane. So much.
Y'all giving out picks?
For free.
Can I get some of those picks?
That trade surprised me. Like, I understand that Ben Simmons is not a... Like, Ben Simmons wasn't playing. So immediately, the Sixers win because now they get a guy that is going to be playing for them. So you get better. And Ben Simmons is now going to get on the court for the Nets. So I understand, but there's a lot of the background stuff. Guys, Andre Drummond was playing, like... He was a great backup to Joel Embiid.
He's on the buyout market.
You thought that those two together were going to do some things. Right? So that's crazy. Seth Curry, that's a shooter that now moves to Brooklyn, and that's a good return for those guys too. Holy shit. The East is getting better.
With Ben Simmons going to the Nets, will he play the 4 when Kyrie's in now? You think you're a point guard? That's cute. I know. Get your big ass down there.
Oh, James Harden's a 2.
I'm talking about...
Ben Simmons, I'm sorry.
Right. Yeah, okay, yeah. I was like, wait, no, I have the team's right.
I just read James Harden.
So, Ben Simmons, like, that's my point. Do you think they move him to a 4?
He probably move, yeah, like a point forward. 2 distributors, and should be pretty good. So, a couple other deals. The Mavs send Porzingis to the Wizards. What happened to Porzingis?
What happened to Porzingis?
I've never heard of someone being better on the Knicks and then being worse everywhere else.
I like
Kristaps, poor guy.
Dude, he was so good in New York. That talk that he was going to be the guy, and then now he's just gone.
What'd they get for him? He was supposed to be Luka's other guy.
Bag of balls used
for Montrezl Harrell. Montrezl Harrell and Spencer Dinwiddie. Oh, no. Mavs trade Kristaps to the Wizards for Spencer Dinwiddie.
Oh, he's going to the Wizards.
Yeah. So, guys, a lot of different moves today, but obviously the big one was that Harden one. This makes the East really good. Like,
and wasn't CJ McCollum moved just a couple days ago?
Yeah, CJ McCollum was moved to
Pelicans, right?
Yes. Holy shit.
There's a ton that went on.
Which basically just cashes the fact that the Bulls will not begin that Portland Trailblazers pick.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because that's what, top 10?
It was just... lottery protected.
And then isn't it lottery protected again next year?
And then it becomes like a late second the year after.
I think it goes
2 seconds
or something like that.
That's our luck. But we'll have some first by then. Guys, a crazy trade deadline. But like the NBA is notorious for crazy trade deadlines. Like the NBA has the best trade deadline.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, it's just easier to move people.
Yeah.
I'm looking at all the trades that went down. Absolutely incredible.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely incredible.
The Domantas Sabonis, that. Oh
right.
Have
you
guys seen Sacramento Kings Twitter? Like, have you guys scrolled through Kings Twitter?
No.
It's unbelievable. Like, they are so mad that they sent Tyrese Haliburton away. After, like, a couple weeks ago, they they like Tyrese Halliburton released a video saying I'm all in and they're gonna build around him, and then they shipped him.
And then they traded Bagley too.
They traded
Bagley. They said we're done.
They're trying to get more talent to make a playoff push. Like, you're the sixth best team in the West, fifth best team in the West. What do you guys think you're gonna do
here?
Really?
I forgot the Kings existed.
Yeah, it's it's crazy. They are the
LA Kings.
Oh no, they're the 12th. That's crazy. Yeah. So, anything else on the trade deadline, guys, that you guys want to go over?
Just a damn shame.
Damn shame. No. Yeah. We'll agree to disagree. Guys, we are going to get into voicemails. So
everyone's favorite. Ben.
Everyone's favorite. A couple people have left us some voicemails. Give me 1 second, my friends.
Great podcasting voice.
Thanks. Woo! Appreciate you. All right. So this is part one of two from our good friend, Sherry. Shout out, Sherry.
Okay. Share back.
Why not?
Boys, it's your friend Share Bear, first time caller but long time listener of Da Bear Minimum Podcast. I don't have a hot take about Da Bears, but I do have a question pertaining to the Bulls. That head coach Billy Donovan, I mean, what a silver fox. Fits the bill 110%. The way he chooses gum on the sidelines just gets you, you know, get you salivating upstairs and downstairs, if you know what I'm saying. So, my question for you guys is, would you let him be your daddy? Would you call him Daddy Donovan?
I hadn't listened to that. I make it a practice to not listen to these voicemails. And that was incredible. Part two of Sherry's, guys.
Also, She-Ra, way better than Avatar.
Right. Fuck you, Dale.
Fuck you, Dale.
Yeah. That is a hilarious, uneducated take, but still hilarious.
None of us had listened to that, by the way.
No.
So Jake,
I had tears. That's funny. That was Sherry, incredible. Oh,
well, well done, Sherry. Well done.
To answer your question, though,
I don't do daddy.
Well, how much?
I'll call him Papi Donovan.
Eastern Conference
Papi Donovan?
No, like, what would it cost?
You're going to wet the beat? Conference Finals.
If
he gets me to the finals with this roster, I will call him daddy.
Put it in writing right now.
Yeah, sure.
Eastern Conference Finals.
You give me, dude.
You will change your Twitter.
Give me second round. Shut up.
You will change your Twitter name.
Marcos Papi Donovan Hernandez.
To Billy Donovan is me Papi.
Yeah. Okay. Deal. Deal. Got shout out Sherry. Appreciate you listening every week. You are awesome. Love you, Share Bear. Guys, the next one we got is from Moneyline Mike.
Moneyline Mike.
Who did it today?
Is he
going to
talk some mad shit to me?
That's my guy.
What's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call. Just got one quick thing that I want to air out. Personally, I think that the NFL should get rid of the fucking Rooney Rule. I kind of think it sucks. Being a, like, how the fuck do you hire somebody that you feel is qualified and that you like without getting flagged that you were required to interview somebody that was black or a minority? In my opinion, that kind of like sets up front offices like the Denver Broncos to sit here and bullshit interviews instead of just bringing in guys that they like and really want to interview. They'll just bring in a random black guy just to say that they did, and then the whole rule is fucked up again. Like, the only way to really fix the NFL's head coaching issue is to have black ownership. But the NFL is a boys' club, so there's none of them are selling their teams. So I don't understand why we're going to keep sitting here having the same fight every fucking year when we know this shit. That's all I want to air out. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Love Big Mike. Love Moneyline Mike.
I've had that same thought. It's like I get the spirit of the rule, but it's not being applied the way they thought it would.
Oh, it's one of those things where people will always manipulate it then.
Yep.
You make a rule like that. You tell people you have to yield at yellow. It became a race to get through the light at yellow. It's these weird things where people are gonna bend it one way to try to get to try to get to their end point. But to Mike's point, he's so right. Like, the NFL is a boys club, and that's mm-hmm. how you fix this. Black ownership, it should be a thing. Don't make a Rooney rule. Don't make a Rooney rule like that when it comes to coaches, because exactly, then you got respected coaches like Brian Flores being insulted by yeah. some people's interview processes. Mm-hmm. At the same time, I understand that you want to have a way to navigate this and to make sure that, like, there is representation and there's equality and everybody's getting a fair shot at this, but you're almost doing them a disservice by having this rule.
Well, it's almost patronizing, because what we've seen is that in this situation, the owners are responsible for punishing themselves, almost. The owners and the NFL.
Right.
They're just not fucking doing that.
They're the judge and the jury.
To sit here and tell everyone that it matters to you is just patronizing. So, yeah, I can understand Mike's frustration.
Aren't the Panthers up for sale right now?
Didn't Sadiq Khan buy them?
Oh, no. Speaking of Jay-Z.
No, that's Jacksonville.
Yeah,
my mistake.
He's trying to put together an ownership group.
To buy the Broncos.
Yeah.
Oh, Jay-Z is?
Yeah.
Ah, Broncos fan all of a sudden.
Fuck you, John
Elway. It's the Broncos that were officially for sale.
Yes.
Right?
I would have to ask, does he have a blueprint?
Okay.
Moving on.
All right.
Kate.
Stop
the car.
Sam, get us into our last one from a long time listener.
Our boy Seth in
Beecher.
He's still working in Beecher.
Always at the meat factory.
Permanently.
Beeching it.
I'm in a Twitter feud with Chicago sports writers like Dan Wiederer and Adam Hogue and Eric Lambert. These assholes are out here giving dumbass takes on the Bears every week for money. I'm out here giving dumbass takes on the Bears every week for the love of the game.
For free.
Anyways, for free. I'm tired of these free, fucking clowns. Said. The Bears are going 17-0 this year. Bear the fuck down.
Did he say he's in Twitter beefs with the sports writers?
He did say that, yes.
I think yes, that is what he said.
I kind of want to start submitting job applications on behalf of Seth to, like, newspaper companies for him to be the beat writer.
Just so he shows up and just says, "Hey, fuck you," to everybody in the room.
Tape.
I watched all the tape. Watched all the tape. Guys, if you don't follow Seth on Twitter, like, and Facebook, just you should follow him on all the platforms.
Yeah,
his interaction. I'll just be scrolling randomly, and oh, here's Seth arguing with the guy from SportsMockery.com. Okay, sick.
Him 200 characters
getting replies.
Yeah. 200 characters, and these guys are replying.
The best guys. Thanks for voicemails again. We love doing that stuff. So if you have a voicemail, the best and easiest way to do it is save an audio file. Text it to one of us. You can also email it to thebearmanpod@gmail.com. You can even send us questions. Email us, text us a question, and we're happy to get it on the air. Sam, Moneyline Mike also told me to tell you eat shit.
What?
Yeah.
I rode with him for 3 weeks, dude. Yeah,
well, that's what he said. What do you want me to tell you?
Eat shit and live.
Guys.
Damn, Mike.
Getting into... preview for the big game this week.
The big game.
Big game this weekend.
Big game.
You might have heard of it.
The big old dance.
Super Bowl. Big, super.
Big bowl of cereal.
Guys, the Bengals and the Rams. Bengals and the Rams. Rams are 4-point favorites. The total on the game is 48.5.
What a steal.
How are we feeling about this weekend, boys?
I can't wait.
Yeah?
I love this shit.
I love Super Bowl.
I love the best sporting event.
I love the gambling lines. I love the commercials. I love the food, the camaraderie.
The puppy bowl. Love the puppy bowl.
I've never seen the puppy bowl.
I don't know what happens, but there's puppies.
Everyone's a winner.
Big chillin'.
No one loses.
Like no one loses. Guys, this weekend, I'm going to tell you guys something. This is it. This is when we get rich.
So before you keep going, everyone, please bet responsibly this weekend if you need help.
1-800-GAMBLER. Gambler.
I'm calling twice.
Call him twice.
All right, go ahead.
Guys, this
before
is
and
it.
After the game.
Guys, this is it.
As you were.
Had a bad beat a couple weeks ago.
Back on the juice, aren't
boys,
you?
Oh, I'm back on the juice. I'm back on the juice, and I'm doing research. I'm reading fourth-party articles. We are out here putting a strategic game plan together. If things go right, the bare minimum in the Willis Tower.
Office downtown.
A whole floor.
I was about to say, I don't know what the Willis Tower is, but that's fine.
The Sears. Guys, you guys want to get into breakdown of the game, or you guys want to talk to me about prop bets? I'll let you guys drive. Where are we going?
Prop bets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where I want to go.
All right. Go ahead.
So we'll kind of go around the table. We're just kind of talk about a couple of the crazy prop bets that you see out there. Guys, there are some. Again, 1-800-GAMBLER. Gamble responsibly this weekend. But
or at least try.
There's some cool, fun ones out there. Like Cooper Kupp, first touchdown and second touchdown score. Plus 2,900. Bet 100. Win 2,900.
What book are you with?
FanDuel.
Also FanDuel.
I'm a FanDuel as well.
As am I.
Yeah. All right. So
we all signed up together.
It was the easiest.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the easiest.
Just so if there's if you're seeing different odds than us, that is not our fault.
Yeah.
also let us know.
Couple other ones I'm running with. Rams to have a missed PAT.
Ooh.
Guys, Greg Zuerlein's a head case.
That's oh.
Let's go.
I got it on my paper.
+700.
+700, baby.
That's interesting.
Defensive player to be named MVP.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
Aaron Donald,
+880.
Jalen Ramsey. He can lock down Ja'Marr Chase, the Bengals have good receivers.
No. There's a cornerback won't win.
If he takes one to the house, has another pick.
Wide receiver has been the MVP.
Well, I was doing
times.
A little. I'm not saying that it's the most likely.
I was doing research.
I was looking at all the Super Bowl MVPs. I was like, when was the last time a running back won Super Bowl MVP? Emmitt Smith. When was the last time a defensive player won Super Bowl MVP?
Wait, Lawrence Taylor?
No,
he's Ray in the game.
Ray Lewis.
Warren Sapp.
In the game?
He's playing in this game.
Vaughn Miller.
Against the Seahawks.
Yeah.
Broncos.
Also been a while.
Or not against the Seahawks. Whatever.
Against the Panthers.
There you go.
Yeah.
Ron Rivera's Panthers.
That was the safety to open the game.
Right. Yeah. That threw off the
He also had a pick six.
Yeah.
That threw off the number squares for the rest of the so there's three bad numbers to get in squares, and it threw off everything because it moved all the that was great.
Speaking of the safety to open the game, I believe that's +5,500 right now.
Wow.
Just for a safety in the game.
Safety being the first score.
Oh, safety being
I need more juice on that.
Score.
Yeah,
safety
I feel like I need more juice than that.
Yeah.
It might be 10,000. I'll have to go back
first
and look.
First safety is definitely, or not, just a safety is still pretty high. A safety.
I went with safety being the first score, and that's what I was thinking of was that game.
Yeah. Dale, what are some crazy odd ones that you're looking at?
Jake, did you have another one for us?
Go ahead.
Sorry, I didn't know it was my turn.
Sorry, Jake.
I wrote down a couple that I like.
Oh, I thought he had another fun fact. I didn't know if he was done with his list.
Not the craziest odds in the world.
Craziest.
Overtime. +920.
Oh, really?
I like that.
Clicks pen.
Pens are clicking. Pens are clicking. Overtime +920. All these playoff games have been very fucking close, and we've had some overtime. So that's a possibility.
I'm going to try to predict the score just because I want to be like that guy that won on a $20 bet $500,000. Y'all won't see me again.
Nostradamus.
Well, he predicted the score of both games.
Yeah, so that's true, and he parlayed them. That's... From the future. You're from the future.
Oh, for sure. I don't believe those are real.
No.
Those aren't real people.
They're just like FanDuel.
They're just like FanDuel just made that up, just posted it. They're like, look at what this guy did.
Yep.
All right.
I got one
cutting you off. I'm sorry.
+1,200.
1,200.
For a Scorigami. Big fan of that one.
Can you explain Scorigami to people who might not?
If you guys don't know what Scorigami is, there's a chart. It essentially just takes the numbers 1 through 99 and or technically 2 through 99. You can't score 1 point.
Technically can, but there's no way to get it to start the game.
Right.
Yeah.
So whatever. 0 through 99 on the X and the Y axis, and it's essentially a unique score has occurred a score that has never happened in the NFL has occurred. Which they are out there. I think there was like 6 or 7 Scorigamis this year alone.
It's 1,000 combinations, essentially.
Yeah. So. And because the NFL is scoring more and more points, Scorigamis are still happening. And also with the remove or the distance change in the extra point.
Odd, weirder numbers are happening.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. More extra points are being are missed. More and sixes, yeah. More twos are happening. So you're getting different chances.
We'll get Mikey on here to tell us what the probability is and all that stuff.
He will remind us that none of our listeners know either, so it doesn't matter. We can move on.
Scoring on it.
Dale, what are you looking at for the weekend?
So there's
but give
some
me
fun
money
ones.
Makers.
Okay. So.
Nah.
Yeah, no, I'm not about making money. My favorite one that I saw on FanDuel was coin toss call result. Does the guy call? I don't care what the coin toss is. Does a guy get it right? That, like, I just love that. That is a 100% just absolute degenerate.
The Rams are calling it, right? Because they're
they're
the
home
Bengals
team.
Are home team.
Bengals are technically the home team, so Rams will be calling it.
Okay,
it's gonna be tails.
Tails hits. It's like 55.7% of the time. Tails never fails.
So it's no longer like a 50% chance. It's now like down,
which
to...
is stupid.
Right.
Am I getting plus odds for tails?
No, they're both -104. It's split.
Yeah.
I just think that's a great one. Now I did see some great odd props,
and I'm stoked out of my freaking mind.
A bit so freaking stoked, freaking mind about.
Post-game proposal. Is someone proposing to their girlfriend?
Oh, how much?
Plus 550. It'll happen on the field. It will be recorded.
Oh, a player.
Yes. Oh, okay. Sorry, not like anyone out there in the world.
Hey, Susan!
Jake's betting the house and proposing to Sam.
I'm booking a ticket.
Nope. I'm going through every single player's Instagram.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm figuring out who's been in a long-term relationship and not engaged. And I'm going to figure
is
out
Odell
how much money we're
or
putting
married?
On this.
Because isn't he having a baby?
Oh, baby this week. Do we know if they've had the baby? Does anybody know?
I don't think it's happened yet.
I didn't know he was pregnant.
Oh, yeah. Big belly.
There's some other ones. Does the price of Bitcoin go up or down during the Super Bowl?
From the start of the game to the end of the game?
Correct.
Does it go up or down?
Right. Because there's going to be commercials. There's going to be something. Is the Drake curse real?
Yes.
Bitcoin. Is the jersey that Drake is going to wear, is that team going to lose? Like, has happened. The Drake curse.
Oh, yeah.
Drake reputably supports teams, and then that team loses while he's wearing their jersey.
I don't need to see Drake in a Joe Burrow jersey this weekend.
Oh, God.
I need to see him in an Aaron Donald or in an Odell Beckham.
He lives in LA.
OBJ.
He's got to be in a Rams jersey.
Good.
Oh, for sure.
That's what
All
I'm
right.
hoping. For
sure. My last one, and this was, I think, one of my favorite pieces of advertising that I've seen in a while, came from Michelob Ultra. Essentially, they put out the teaser to a Super Bowl commercial that Peyton Manning's in. It's at a bowling alley. Peyton Manning throws the ball. It cuts out. And their tweet is, what do you think happens? So there's bets on what Peyton's throw is. So it's just a genius,
he yells
absolutely genius piece of marketing.
He yells
Michelob.
Omaha and yeets himself down the lane.
Slides in with that big-ass forehead.
Yeah.
But I think that's exactly. It's just a genius piece of marketing and a fun prop. I'm going strike. I mean, you got to think he bowls a strike.
Yeah.
I'm going that or 7-10 split.
Gutter ball.
FanDuel.
That's also great. Yeah. Anyway,
FanDuel doesn't have the national anthem, but you guys thinking over or under?
Under.
I'm thinking under two.
I'm going over 95 seconds.
Well, okay. So
what's the line?
I think the line is up to 104.5 seconds.
So 1:34.5 seconds.
Yes.
Y'all just believe me. It's 1:44.5 seconds.
I'm thinking under.
60
That's
plus.
Under. That's under, right? It's normally under.
Sure.
Nerves, sing fast. If it's not Jennifer Hudson singing, it's under.
Every time this bet is brought up
I'm going under
any
now.
Sporting event, all I can think of is the Fergie national anthem.
And
Steph
Curry laughing. Yeah. Draymond and Clay.
Chance the Rapper was there.
That was All-Star weekend.
It was All-Star weekend, and no one told her no.
Oh, my God.
That means someone heard her do that and went,
awful.
Yeah, Fergie, pretty you good. Got it.
Do it just like that. And we never heard from Fergie since.
Those are my props, Sam.
Sam, make us some money.
Well, you guys basically, you covered all the good ones. Ooh. I'll tell you that. So
1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm going with, for the final prop bet.
Give me Gatorade.
I do have Gatorade.
Okay.
Did we didn't cover Gatorade?
We have not covered Gatorade.
Oh, okay. I'm going with yellow, lime, or green, all in the same
That's what
option there.
That's what the hockey players
and
drink.
It's +310. So if you want to get on that,
what's light blue Gatorade?
That one was more like +500, +4 something.
If I won the Super Bowl, that's the one I'd want.
Last year was clear.
Yeah, the clear slash water is an option too.
But that was the favorite last year.
Oh, it's not the favorite this year.
Right,
it's down towards the bottom. I believe.
I'm kind of leaning favorite, whatever the favorite is.
The favorite is my favorite that y'all shit on.
Which is
I shit on
orange.
It
oh no, I like orange. Orange is
oh,
my
I
go-to.
Oh, I thought you were part of.
No,
the...
I said orange is my go-to.
I shit on you.
No, give orange Gatorade gives me a headache.
It's the thing,
Poppy.
Poppy Donovan.
So with the final prop bet. Hopefully we didn't cover this while I wasn't paying attention to you fools, but the Devin Hester special.
Opening
kickoff.
Opening kickoff return for a TD.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of,
that's tonight.
That's like literally right now. Like he might be finding out if he's a Hall of Famer or not.
Hall of Fame.
They're doing the Knox right now.
Yeah. David Baker's last round of Knox.
Arguably the best kick returner.
The best kick returner. Like Dion, I love Dion.
Why do people try to make that argument?
Well, so I'm so sorry to derail us like this, but
that's okay.
If Devin Hester, like I saw a quote and he's so right about it. He said, I'm the best returner of all time. And people only kicked to me for like 3 years. Imagine if they would have kicked the ball to him.
They just stopped kicking
his entire career. Dude, crazy. That's why
they kicked to him in the Pro Bowl.
That's why Devin needs to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. He needs to get in on the first ballot because he's the best to ever do it at his position.
Yeah.
Because special teams, if kickers get in. Devin Hester needs to get in first ballot as a special teamer because he was the best.
Yeah.
Thank you. So, real
quick. Thank you for coming to my Marcos talk.
Yeah, that was my Marcos talk. Give me your picks this weekend.
Bengals.
Yes. Are you on
Team
the money
of
line?
Destiny. I'm taking both. Yeah. Team of Destiny. I'm taking both and the under.
I'm shying away just a little bit. Rams money line, Bengals points, agree on the under.
Sam?
Well, I'm waiting for Moneyline Mike to message me back right now. I've been messaging him during the show, and he hasn't hit me back. So, you know
Sam's
what?
Sam's getting ghosted.
Mike?
TBD.
Mike, I know you're out there.
Do you want me to call him?
Yeah, fuck. You're my guy, Mike. We're riding with the Bengals. Moneyline.
That's right.
That sounds like a Mikey pick.
Guys, I'm Bengals Moneyline. I love plus odds. I love me some value. But I totally wouldn't be surprised if like the Rams won by 21. Like I want the Bengals to win because I think, yeah, like Jake said, Team of Destiny and Joe Burrow so fucking cool in the Cartier glasses. But like, dude.
He does look sweet.
That Rams team's good. But Joe Burrow's good. I'm excited to see the matchup, the Rams defense versus the Burrow's offense, the Bengals offense. I think that's the matchup to look at.
That's fair. Yeah, absolutely.
Where are you guys watching the game at? Oh, wait. Are we all watching the game together?
I don't know.
Maybe.
Are you guys going to Matthew Jermike's?
I'm going to Matthew Jermike's.
King shit.
I've got to see what
management says.
Yeah.
Moneyline Mike says.
what is Moneyline Mike
says? We might be going to the book.
Yeah, that's right.
So I hope you guys have a good Super Bowl. Enjoy your watch parties.
Tweet us your picks and tweet us your favorite prop bets. I'm actually looking to make some money, so let me know what you're riding with.
Prop bets also, for those foodies out there, because you guys know I'm a big foodie, Super Bowl weekend's the best for food. Don't look at a scale. I've pulled the batteries out of the scale. It don't work. Just going to munch. All fucking weekend. Drinking and eating. That's what we're doing.
You taking Monday off?
No, I'm stupid. I always...
Dude, it should be a national holiday.
It should be. I shouldn't have to worry about taking it off.
Everybody in the entire U.S. is going to watch this.
Indigenous People's Day.
No one's worried about work the next day. Just fucking... What's a holiday in February? Come on.
Well, just make it like a national institute.
No, I'm saying, but we don't get that off.
MLK Day.
That's just,
I do.
January.
Fuck you.
Yeah. You don't get that. Nothing off.
I don't have a holiday until March. Or wait, when's Memorial Day?
May.
Did you have MLK Day?
Yeah, I did.
As the man just got on a plane snowboarding. I was on a mountain.
I earned that time.
It's literally earned.
It accrues. It accrues.
Was earned.
Okay.
Guys, so moving on, we'll get into a new segment that Sammy Stats has so graciously introduced to us. And it is Sammy Stats Questions of the Week.
And this week, guest questioner, Marcos.
Hey, welcome back. So I was just thinking, in an effort to let our lovely listeners get to know us, I was curious. Top three albums of all time. In no particular order, unless you want to rank them, props for you. I need three, and you're allowed to give me one, maybe two honorable mentions. But remember, this is a top three, fuckers. Who wants to start?
I'll go.
Go for it, Sam.
Go, Sam.
So here we go. We're going to start with top three in no particular order.
Mm-hmm.
There are honorable mentions on here because, God, I love music. I just fucking love music. Album number one.
Mm-hmm.
Man on the Moon, Kid Cudi.
Good one.
Yeah, it's a really good one.
It's a really good one. Album.
Yep. I destroyed that first CD on accident, and that was a terrible day, but played the lights out. Next one is a new one, newer one, Purgatory by Tyler Childers, and you guys probably won't know that one, but that's okay.
I know Purgatory. No, it's a great album.
I'm familiar.
It's an awesome album. Incredible, actually. But the third one? Hotel California by the Eagles. Sorry.
I knew that one was going to be on there.
By Eagles. Sorry. Yes.
By Eagles, not the Eagles. I don't know who the Eagles are.
Oh, is that a thing?
That's yeah, Eagles.
Yeah, there's Eagles.
You guys said that like if that's been a thing, so.
Yeah.
So
it has.
Never heard of it.
It's a thing with the Eagles fans. They don't like it when you say the Eagles.
The Eagles. Who?
Philadelphia?
Mm-hmm. Who?
Who?
I'll go.
All right, I'll save the honorable.
Oh, wait, mentions. Wait. Yeah.
All right, Paper Trail T.I. I fucking love that album.
He does.
The Carter 3, Lil Wayne.
That's a great
Californication,
album.
Californication, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Hybrid Theory, Linkin Park.
Okay.
Damn, I asked for two honorable mentions. Took the whole kitchen.
We'll do honorable mentions at the end. So
yeah.
That we're not.
Jeez. Yeah. So my one, and I believe, Dale, I believe that we have the same one. This is my actual number one, though.
So I think we have the same number.
It is say at the same time.
The Score.
By the Fugees.
Yeah, by the Fugees. It's the greatest album, in my opinion, of all time.
That's a good one.
Well awarded 1996.
Yeah, dude.
Good.
It's okay. Next favorite? Okay. Tyler Childers. My next one.
Give it a listen.
Kids. Mac Miller's mixtape.
Kicking incredibly dope shit.
Yes, guys, that was like, that's one of my favorite like albums. And I know it's a mixtape, but I consider them albums. Like one of my favorite pieces of music of all time. Like Mac was incredible. And for that to be like some of his first like shit, incredible. My third one, Food and Liquor. Lupe Fiasco.
Oh my
nice
god.
Nice one.
Is he that did the Kick Push album?
He did.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah that's a great album.
He did that album on tour recently. Yeah. Like did the entire album cover to cover on his tour.
And like I feel like a lot of these albums, like, and you guys can probably agree, like it really just it's your favorite because of where you were in life when you started listening to it, you know? Like I think of Carter 3 and I think of like pre-high school. Like I think of pre and post high school, like after workouts, after class, getting fucking crazy, not
stupid
understanding what bills actually were.
Yeah.
Dude, all that shit. Like that's where I was when I was listening to that. Oh, so like you relate to it.
Great one.
Jake.
Great list.
So give me three Kanye. Give me three Kanye.
I was gonna say so. I
joked earlier which three albums.
I could have just done like three Kanye albums because that's obviously my thing. I love all of his.
Is it obvious?
Huh?
Jake, what are you doing tonight? By the way,
I'm gonna go see the Kanye Part One documentary.
Okay, so now give us your albums.
Number one, and it's number one, just number one. The other two are out of order. Doesn't matter. But number one is Yeezus. The greatest album of all time. It's a masterpiece.
Should we do odds? Should we gamble on what order the next two will be in?
Well, I'm not doing all Kanye albums.
Damn.
I'm not gonna.
Okay, I
mixed it up. I could have, but I mixed it up. I just did
honorable mentions.
Yeah, everything else after this is an honorable mention. I actually don't have three favorite albums. I just like Yeezus.
Number two.
Number two, I went with Acid Rap.
Good for you. I saw that one super coming. If you were
that's a great one.
Love that one. And then number three, I took the Divine Feminine by Mac Miller.
Mm. Nice.
I love that album.
Such a good album.
Very nice. Very cool, very chill.
Very nice, yeah. Very good.
Very nice, very cool. Very chill.
Nice, chill,
mm-hmm.
chill.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That and Dale.
So, like we said, chill, the score is...
Yeah. Tell me another one.
Well...
Bobby Donovan.
Like the score, Bobby Donovan.
My next two are Moving Pictures by Rush.
I grew up on Rush. My dad's a huge Rush fan. This is the last great power trio.
No comment.
Canada's Own. So he perfected the 7-song album before Kanye did. They, rather. And like, just listen to that thing cover to cover. It starts off with Tom Sawyer, one of the best Rush songs of all time. And it like bops.
It's a great album. I would
agree.
And then
tell us which Fall Out Boy album you picked.
From Under the Cork Tree, probably?
No, I was pretty torn.
Rise of the Phoenix?
American Beauty, whatever that is.
So that, like, you guys are naming albums. I went with Save Rock and Roll.
The one I was thinking.
Yeah, I thought that's what it was. American Beauty, American Psycho is very close to my top, though. I really enjoyed that album. Folie à Deux was great. I could go on about Fall Out Boy being one of my favorite bands of all time. Jake took me to see them this past year. It was one of my favorite experiences ever. Can't thank you enough for that. Wrigley Field, Fall Out Boy, Weezer.
Center stage.
Yeah, it was great. We were standing in center field. Can't say enough, but that's my other one. Do you want my honorable mentions?
Let's just start throwing out some honorable mentions.
All right, so honorable mentions. Blonde.
Yeah, Blonde's really good.
I was torn on saying the Orange album instead, but anyway, that's great. Sgt. Pepper's is my favorite Beatles band, or Beatles album.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then, unlike Jake, I went with my Super Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Nice.
That's a pretty Stanish Kanye favorite, because Jake, that's his like Produce to Please Everyone album, correct?
Correct.
It my backhanded apology to the world.
Yep. And
I have a Kanye favorite.
And it's a great
apology. Kanye favorite too.
Last one.
We all have a Kanye favorite on our list.
Last one was a toss-up between To Pimp a Butterfly and Damn.
Nice.
Go ahead.
My Kanye album was The College Dropout. And I also have on here Take Off Your Pants and Jacket, Blink 182.
Great.
You
have some great honorable mentions.
My mom bought me that CD, the explicit one, and she had never listened to Blink 182.
My mom got me the Eminem Show, which I would like to throw in my.
Yeah, what's your first album that your like mom ever bought you that you remember? Was that it?
That she shouldn't have.
She shouldn't have. Yeah. You know the one that
Limp Bizkit.
There was a song. Oh, that's a great one. There was a song. The hidden tracks on that album, I believe, were like "I Want to Fuck a Dog in the Ass" or something like that.
I want to fuck a dog in the ass.
Yeah, something like that. It was that went over well.
sorry.
And then I have Wide Open Spaces, the Dixie Chicks.
Not to be confused with the Chicksy Dicks.
Sorry. Formerly.
I love that movie.
They are the Chicks, formerly the Dixie Chicks. And then American Idiot, Green Day.
I like.
That's about it.
Plastic Beach. The Gorillaz album.
Okay.
Big Plastic Beach.
That is a good one.
Like the Marshall.
They were gone for a while, then came back.
Yeah.
And came back hard.
The Marshall Mather LP. Mm-hmm. Like, that was so good. My first album that my mom ever bought me that she shouldn't have was Word of Mouth by Ludacris.
Ooh.
Dun, 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 dun.
Luda.
Dun, dun. That was my shit. Guys, any other honorable mentions? Or are we moving on?
I have.
The rest of Kanye's discography.
The rest of Kanye's discography, starting with Jesus is King. No. I had Melodrama by Lorde. You guys know I love Lorde.
I love Lorde.
Igor.
Lorde.
Igor, Section 80, 2014 Forest Hill Drive, Swimming.
Remember when Sam, like,
he still hasn't.
Wait, you've still not listened to
it? He hasn't finished.
One song left.
He just won't listen to it.
I just like refuse.
It's a bit.
I don't want to kill a bit.
It's a bit.
But the album's so good. What is Dead May Never Die?
Swimming, The Heist, Because the Internet, and Melodrama. Oh, wait. Are they both named Melodrama? Yeah. Cage the Elephant also has an album named Melodrama.
Oh, yeah. That's a great one. That's the White and Black album.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
so
a great
good.
Album.
So good.
They're so good live.
And that's getting to know the boys, guys. We'll keep kind of doing these every week. We'll talk about maybe music, and we'll talk movies and shows, and keep listening. We're having a good time doing that stuff, too. Guys, let's get into some super-duper segments. Who wants to do segments?
I'll do some segments.
Dale, start us off with some segments. Let's start with who can or cannot watch your dog.
So watching The Good Boy for my upcoming trip to Nashville, which, by the way, Thursday through Sunday next week. We cannot record Thursday. We got to do it early in the week.
Deal.
You got
anyway,
it.
One of my favorite actors when I was growing up and still, Mike Myers. He's recently come out and said that he's super open to doing another Austin Powers movie. And there is nothing that 31-year-old Dale would love more than another Austin Powers movie at this point in time. So, Mike Myers is mine.
Sammy Stats.
Watching my dog this week is this cat that was in Florida, got left in Florida, and walked home to Maine.
Holy shit.
That's a movie.
Yeah, basically.
Homeward Bound, right? Homeward Bound.
No, they picked the cat up like halfway.
No,
they found it.
Oh, I thought that was just Randy's biopic.
Shout out Randy. He finally made it on the pod.
Shout out Randy.
What's up?
We had a buddy that hiked. What is that? The
Appalachian Trail. AT, bro.
It's crazy.
If you met our guy, it would make
if
sense.
If only you knew Randy.
It would make sense.
So anyway. El Gato is watching your dog.
Yeah, I'll get the name for you.
Okay.
I just skimmed the article.
That
so
works.
I got you.
The cat
guys,
who walked.
Watching Gus and also whoever runs the Trentham Monkey Forest in England.
Okay.
So this is a sanctuary for monkeys and primates. That's what they say.
Okay.
So basically, they're having some issues with their female monkeys and their male monkeys not getting it on enough. And we need
not making more monkeys.
We need to speed this up. So they brought in a Marvin Gaye impersonator and they played live music. Marvin Gaye. There's videos of this. And the guy is serenading monkeys and it worked. It doesn't become monkey porn, so it's okay to watch. But like, guys. It's incredible.
Imagine you're that guy's agent.
Hey, I got a fucking gig.
All right.
How did that go over?
So I got a call. Who's it from?
Let's just say the zoo. Oh, we're going to do an event at the zoo? Well, at the zoo.
Kind of.
What's it called when you have that gig in Vegas where you just are there?
Residency.
They called about a residency at the zoo.
Sick. This guy, what is this, the monkey forest or what is
the
this
Trentham thing? Monkey Forest in England. It worked.
Hey.
Monkeys making monkeys.
God bless those
holy
crazy
fuck.
English people.
So whoever,
music, am I right?
Yeah, whoever's in charge there, if they're bringing in Marvin Gaye impersonators, I know they'll take good care of my doggies. So those guys watching the dogs. Producer Jake.
Watching my dogs this week is the entire Jackass crew. The boys are back.
The boys are back.
And funny. They're still funny.
Yeah. Still got it.
Lexi had never seen the first Jackass, so I just like casually turned it on the other day. And like we're probably like 10, 15 minutes in, and she's like, why would I think this is funny? I'm like, look, you just got hit in the nuts. Like, how funny is that?
So do you remember when this was like the hype of Jackass hysteria? And then like it was unfortunate they had a couple deaths in the cast and it like tailed off pretty hard. You remember that period of time where it was like, oh, this isn't really funny anymore.
Yeah.
It seems like a problem. Well, now they're all old enough to just at least just know better. So now it's like, look at that fucking idiot.
So that's the Jackass guys. Watching the doc.
Watching the doc.
Steve-O.
Sammy Stats went, right? Did we do all of them?
Yeah. We did all of them.
Okay.
Not that guy.
Cat's name was Ashes, and it did not walk home, but it did get reunited with its family in Maine.
Hey,
so it's still a feel-good story.
Florida to Maine is a big story.
And you know what? The cat can still watch my dog.
What was the cat's name in Homeward Bound?
Oh, Kayla's obsessed with it.
No shot I could ever give you
no
that.
No clue.
I was asking. I don't know.
Shadow's the dog.
Shadow and Chance are the dogs.
Couldn't even have given you that.
Mm-hmm. Kayla's going to listen to this.
I just know it was a golden retriever.
Shadow.
And Chance. Chance looked like the Target dog, if you remember.
Yeah.
Mm.
He got messed up by a porcupine once.
Bullseye.
Bullseye. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So not that guy. I'm just watching. All right, guys, not that guy. I'll start with not that guy because I'm a little salty about this. And for no other reason than to just bitch. So, because nobody likes people who just bitch. Except when you're bitching about important things. For example, my not that guy this week is Julie Rowe Locke, the commissioner of the Horizon League.
I love how much work you put in this.
Guys, the University of Illinois at Chicago, UIC Flames,
sure,
are leaving the Horizon League and they're moving to the Missouri Valley Conference next year. Because they're moving to the Missouri Valley Conference next year, the Horizon League has said that all winter/spring sports, they are allowed to finish their seasons. They cannot compete in postseason play. They're going to win their conference. You mean to tell me that the UIC Flames are going to win their conference, which is normally an automatic bid to go to the tournament? Schools that go to the tournament make millions of dollars. This is advantageous for everybody here. What the fuck are you guys doing?
And doesn't not, that, oh, I'm sorry.
So the so they decided that they could not play, and they being the Horizon League board of directors.
Yeah.
What?
Decided that the UIC Flames, because they're leaving that conference, can't represent the conference in the tournament played this year.
Doesn't the conference get money for postseason?
Absolutely.
Oh, right. But they so the conference gets money for them being there. They can just send number two.
Yeah. So they're just going to, they just want to send number two.
What a,
it's unreal.
I hope that they get to the conference championship game and just like five guys just stand there for whatever the college basketball game is, and just stand there and go, "What's the fucking point?"
Like they ought to be, they like, just be go, ashamed go ahead. Of themselves.
Yeah, that sucks.
So, Julie Rolock, you suck. You're not that guy, gal. Producer Jake,
way to go, Julie.
By the way, not that guy is a unisex term.
That's what I'd say.
Oh yeah, guy is guys like a general. Dude. Yeah, dude. There's no gender in
ladies.
Guy
if we're wrong,
dude.
Please correct us. We're happy to be corrected and change our ways. But for this moment, it's a unisex term.
Just reach out to at @JayVonAsh12 on Twitter.
Yep.
Well, no.
Direct all.
Yeah, no.
Direct all questions to
formerly
our
playoff Jake.
Now currently dejected.
Dejected
Jake. My not that guy is a combo deal of Mother Nature and American Airlines.
Once again, tell us about this.
Do not travel with this man.
So I was. I flew the day we had that snowstorm, and I boarded on time, miraculously. But
someone got, you to the
got on the plane, and we sat on the tarmac for an hour and a half while we de-iced, and so I missed my connection. So I get to my spot in Dallas, and I go to the customer service line. I get a new ticket, whatever. My next flight is like 5 o'clock at night to Denver, and then I'm hopping on a United flight to Bozeman, which is in Montana. Well, I'm sitting there in Denver or in Dallas, and I'm looking at my phone. I'm like, I'm going to check where my bags are, you know, make sure they're still here in Dallas. Turns out they're not. They've boarded a new flight without me to Salt Lake City, which I had no intention of going to. And so I had to get another customer service line for like an hour. And I get up to the stand and she's just like, yeah, I've never seen this before. I don't know what's going on. She's like, no part of your destination is Salt Lake City. I said, not a one. So
hopefully not.
She's like, yeah. Okay, well, when you get to Bozeman, you're going to have to just go to the counter and submit a claim and they'll try to get your baggage to you. And meanwhile, all my clothes for an entire week, my snowboard, which is the intention of going to Bozeman, is now in Salt Lake City. Unloaded in Salt Lake City on the app, never heard from again. Get to Bozeman. There's no American like stand to talk to someone.
Not
and
a big
I've,
airport.
I've been awake since 3 a.m. It's now 11 o'clock at night, and it's been a long fucking day of just stress. No American person. So I talked to the United person. And she's just like, yeah, I don't have your bags back here, but we could check the American hallway. I said, the hallway? Yeah, they don't have like a door or a closet. They just have a hallway. I'm like, okay. So we go over there. Miraculously.
Lo and behold.
My bags are there. My bags beat me by 6 hours to Bozeman.
Yep.
Apparently, they took an American flight to Salt Lake City and then hopped on a Delta flight to Denver. And then a Delta or United flight from Denver to Bozeman beat me by 6 hours. And I lost all tracking of them because they hopped to different airlines.
Yep.
So I had no clue where they were.
So just, the last time you checked, your shit was in Salt Lake City.
Just like 16 hours of pure stress.
It says loaded on plane.
Oh my God.
I respect them for getting it there. But goddamn, was I going to lose it.
I was trying to calm our guy down the whole time. I was like neck deep in the internet reading about interline agreements between airlines. And
also not that guy, Cousin Jimmy, for not picking me up at the Bozeman airport like he said he would.
Long time listener, first time caller, Cousin Jimmy.
Yeah. Not a great Uber.
All I wanted to do was hang out with the homies when I got there, and he had someone else get me, and I had to stay in town.
Because it's like an hour up the mountain.
Yeah.
So you stayed there overnight?
I didn't stay at the airport. One of Cousin Jimmy's sister's friends picked me up.
So,
awesome.
Yeah.
Moving on.
It was ridiculous.
All right. Don't travel with Jake.
The whole thing was like, hey, we know someone. They're in town.
Moral of the story is if you want to go to Bozeman, travel in Jake's snowboard bag.
Dale, who's your not that guy?
Jesus Christ.
All right. My not that guy, just to be quick, continuing the Rob Manfred train. But besides that, of course, just James Harden for the troll job that Joel did. Like, he just fucking murdered him.
Amazing.
That tweet with the funeral, I didn't understand it, but when you guys showed me the original.
Oh, the Ben Simmons.
Oh, yeah. Excuse me. I said James Harden, but I meant Ben Simmons. Thank you for correcting me.
You're good.
Yeah, that just absolutely hilarious.
Joel's
Ben
Simmons. Dude, Joel's funny-ass follow on Twitter.
If the Bulls don't make it to the finals, I hope I just get to see the matchup of the Nets and
the Sixers.
The Sixers playing each other.
Dude.
Whether that's an Eastern Conference Finals or whether that's just a matchup at some point, that needs to happen.
Agreed.
Sam, have you not that guy?
I have not yet.
Sam's not that guy.
Who's your not that guy?
My not that guy, Dale, is Punxsutawney fucking Phil.
That little rat bastard.
That little
what
piece
do
of
do,
shit.
Sam?
That little rat groundhog.
Saw that fucking shadow again, didn't
he? Yeah, 6 weeks of winter, my aching ass. If it snows in March, I will drive.
When does that start?
To Pawtucket.
Like the day he sees it? Like 6 more weeks from the day he saw it?
The next day, the next business day.
It has to be the next business day.
Groundhog lore says
I'm not. I'm not refreshed in my groundhog lore, but
spring, like spring starts on like March 23rd or whatever.
The thing says 6 more weeks of winter.
Right. So instead of
what's the alternative?
Instead of winter ending on like March 23rd or whatever, it gets pushed 6 weeks.
Or is he saying like 6 weeks from today?
I've always had these questions.
Maybe we've been wrong the whole time.
I've always had these questions. No one's ever answered.
If motherfucker,
this
is
what I'll ask.
I gotta talk to Phil.
This is what I'll ask. If one of our loyal listeners could Google that for us.
Yeah, leave us a voicemail.
Shoot us a message. Let us know how Groundhog's Day works.
Maybe Punxsutawney Phil's a listener.
He's a fucking asshole.
I really hope that Punxsutawney Phil is a listener.
Do we know how many
and that he gives
Phil's
us a call.
I
was just
died.
Thinking of that.
There was a Melly something.
Of
guys, I'm sure many of them have died.
But yeah, that's true.
Yeah, what's their average age?
Not Phil.
They like pulled him out of the hole. He's like,
one of the groundhogs for like maggots. Wherever they were doing it like died like a couple days before. So they had to like,
oh shit.
They had to get an emergency doppelganger. And shove him in the hole.
This is supposed to be Paul, his brother.
You fucking live here now. Punxsutawney Pete.
Can we go to that sometime? It's like an event, right?
If you can get drunk at it,
yeah.
Sure, I'll go.
Also, isn't it like isn't it like one guy like
it.
Talks to the beaver? It's not like they pop
the
beaver.
Pops. How long
what is it?
I don't know.
A groundhog.
Groundhog.
It's literally Groundhog Day.
Or beaver.
he pops out of like
a woodchuck.
Is it? He pops out of the hole and he's staring at his shadow, or is it? He pops out of the hole. They grab him and they're like, "Mr. Groundhog."
I think the idea is if you see his shadow, he goes back in his hole. If he doesn't, he comes out. I don't know that, so don't ask me for sure.
Yeah, at
is that a birthday candle? What is it?
Something's on fire.
Oh, the candle right there was lit. It was at the end, so it went out.
Oh, sorry, everybody.
I also looked like
I was ready to run out of
the
studio.
Is there a ghost? Anyway, so okay, that's not that guy for everyone. Let's get to the end here for our friends and fans still listening. With the last segment of the night, what y'all watching?
Obviously, the Super Bowl!
Super Bowl coming up, baby!
Super Bowl big time, but guys, if you're not watching anything Saturday night, UFC 271. Great card. Izzy Adesanya.
I love that guy.
Robert Whittaker.
Style bender.
Guys, this is the second fight for them. Izzy took the first one, and it was a fantastic fight. Izzy is like the best middleweight in the division, in my opinion, and it's not
even
close.
Is he the favorite on the card? Like for the gambling?
Yeah, he's.
Was that the I'm prepared to die fight?
I don't know.
Oh, same guy.
God.
Yeah.
I'm prepared to die.
Where Izzy goes, I'm prepared to die going into the final.
Oh,
round,
yeah.
Just stares at him and goes,
yeah, guys.
Oh, dude,
like,
it's fucking wild.
The two best middleweights in the division are going to fight this weekend, and it's going to be fantastic. 1-800-GAMBLER. Make some money on that too. It's gonna be fun times. Also, Tai Tuivasa is fighting Derrick Henry as the co-main event. That's the guy. He's the heavyweight, the 265 pounder who does the shoeies.
Oh
yeah.
Oh
yeah. So
he's Australian.
Yeah. So he's fighting the Black Beast, Derrick Henry. Derrick Lewis.
Derrick Henry.
Derrick Lewis from Houston. That's gonna be like bet.
My
that
balls
fight
is
to
hot.
Finish in a knockout. Like, there's no way that goes five rounds.
It's just two guys.
Wait, Derrick Lewis is still fighting?
Yeah.
I thought he was out. No. Did he retire after his last one?
No.
Oh.
His balls is still
He's
hot.
Also the commentator, right?
No, that's Daniel Cormier.
That's what I'm thinking of.
That's DC.
Both chubby.
Yeah, Daniel Cormier. Yeah, no, he ain't coming back.
He's a wrestler, no?
Yeah.
National champion.
Big,
yeah, right?
Big time wrestler. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's a good card this
Oklahoma
weekend,
State,
guys. Watch it. Have some fun. Make some money. Yeah. Anything else you guys are watching this weekend?
Tonight I'm watching Genius.
Oh, that's right.
Part one of the 3-part Kanye documentary coming out on Netflix. They're doing a theatrical release for part one, so it's one night only, and I'm a Kanye stan, so I'm going
to
be there.
If anyone out there needs to get in touch with Jake, get a hold of Jake. You will not be able to for the next 5 hours.
Anybody else watching anything this weekend, guys, besides the Super Bowl?
Super Bowls.
Guys, that is going to be a wrap on episode 22, our Matt Forte episode. Again, at The Bare Minimum Pod on Twitter, The Bare Minimum Podcast on Facebook. Give us a call, leave us a voicemail, shoot us a text, an email.
Explain Punxsutawney Phil to us.
Please, please.
I don't understand.
Guys, to preview something that we're going to be doing here, we're only a couple weeks away from it, but we are going to be doing a March Madness bracket. There will be a cash prize to be determined. So we're going to ask for some engagement here. There's going to be some stipulations on being able to claim it, but we'll start to get some deets out there on the socials. Do us a favor, guys. We ask for it a lot, but we go as far as you take us. If you're liking what we're putting out, please leave us a review. Hit that like button, follow, subscribe. Maybe send this to somebody if you're enjoying what you're listening to and tell them about us. So anything else, my boys?
Nothing.
Then let's have ourselves a great weekend. Let's make some money, eat lots of food, and no matter what, bear the fuck down.
Bears.
Bears.
Bears.